This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Medicine.
My party is
and
me.
Socialist
right
healthcare.
Now, I am
and
the
they're
Democratic
gonna dominate
party.
You, Joe. You know that.
I am the Democratic Party right now. The platform of the Democratic Party is what I, in fact, approved of. What I approved of.
The debate is over. Now we get to unravel it. The fun part. The analysis of it all. I was thinking back on 2016 when Trump was our candidate. The debates that occurred during that time, early in the broadcast, we played the top clip of the debate where Trump said to Hillary, you'd be in jail. If I was, you'd be in jail. And at the time, what should have been insurmountable odds, I mean, in retrospect, I should have been worried about Donald Trump's ability to beat the system. You could call it naivete. I didn't realize how much was against them. I mean, just going against Hillary, still formidable, because you're talking about a politico par excellence. I mean, Hillary Clinton has destroyed the lives of more people than most people would destroy in 100 lives. I mean, I don't know how you feel. I don't look to destroy anybody's life. There are people I'm mad at that I don't want to destroy their lives. I'm like, well, whatever. But you know, you've got this lifelong politician running against a relative ingenue, a person who dabbled in politics, who spoke about it, hung around politics on the periphery, threatened to get into it when he didn't see the signs that he liked about how things were going, and finally he got pushed into it. Donald Trump. Remember what Biden said pushed him into it when Donald Trump lied about something? That's what got me to decide to run, and Trump goes, whatever, that didn't do it. Did not at all. That's what it was. Donald Trump said this or he did this, and that was the last straw. I knew I had to come save the Republic from all of this success. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. com 844-551-8255. Trump, the businessman, entering the most bloodiest sport on the planet, politics. And the Democrats elected him. They chose him. He came down that escalator, and they immediately targeted him. They said, we will use all our power to get him. We'll talk about his divorces. We'll talk about his bankruptcies. We'll talk about his business practices. We'll talk about his wife, his kids. We'll associate him with Russian oligarchs and prostitutes and all kinds of people of ill repute. And Donald Trump said, bring it. I'm a flawed individual. But I'm a billionaire with a trophy wife and a hit TV show, so bring it. I'm going to bring something to politics you never even thought about. It's called reality TV, and I'm going to show you the reality of these clowns. I'm going to bring you behind the curtain, America, and you're going to see the ugly underbelly. I know, mixing my metaphors. But we're going to see the ugly underbelly of politics like you've never seen before. I'm going to reveal to you things, the magician's tricks. And that's what he did. Deck stacked against him in every way, Donald Trump. And I and a few others, we had no doubt. I remember passing Robert Davi, an actor. He was in a, what was that movie? Die Hard and others. He's been in many, many different movies. And Robert and I stopped to talk for a second. And I said, hey, Robert, way to be a, this is, I think it was at the convention. And or maybe it was at CPAC. But anyway, we've talked a few times. And I said, hey, man, I don't know what you saw, but you nailed it. He goes, Kevin, I knew from the moment that Donald Trump came. And he starts explaining with passion. And I said, hey, man, I'm just telling you, congratulations for being an early adopter. But once I saw how the strategy was playing out and I watched what Donald Trump was capable of doing and how he could spin the media like little whirling dervishes, like he had a top and he just tied the string around him and they just started spinning. And I said, I have no doubt this guy's going to win. And many of you doubted me. You doubted Kevin Jackson talking about himself in the third person, the Kevin Jackson Show. But you doubted me. You were like, man, can this guy pull it off? I was talking about this from a fight metaphor. Donald Trump is a fighter, a street fighter. He's not strapping on gloves and getting read the rules. He's putting his brass knuckles on her. He's wrapping his hands, dipping them in Gorilla Glue, putting broken glass on there and saying, let's go to war, baby. And that's what he did. And he absolutely whooped the establishment's buttocks. And people are wondering, is he going to do it again? Yeah, he's even better positioned to do it again. And I alluded to it, folks. I said Donald Trump has got something up his sleeve besides the idea that he's going to win. Just normally, he's saying, I'm going to show you how dirty it really is. Because we got him. We caught him. As I mentioned, as a fighter, you train because you eventually want to test yourself. You fight in preparation for the big fight. You also study your art. And that's why warriors get into and watch a lot of fights. You notice Donald Trump is always confronting. Look at his Twitter feed. You don't know anything. Bah, you're stupid. That person said this. They're an idiot. He's always in a fight. This thing goes as a left jab. You know, he's ducking, he's dodging, he's parrying back and forth. He's working on his stance. He's getting his timing down. He's in, he's out. Every time he gets into a Twitter battle with somebody, and it seems innocuous. It could be about the NFL. It could be about the NBA. It could be about, you know, some stupid thing somebody said about him or whatever. He's always preparing to fight. These are little fights. These are tests. These are shadow boxing. For what? For the big fight. I don't think you guys are like me, but I watch UFC. That's the Ultimate Fighting Challenge. I watch Pride. By the way, that's not just for gays. That's actually there's a fight group called Pride. I watch them. I watch Valley Tudo. I watch K1. I watch boxing. I watch almost any martial arts sport that comes on TV. And I watch because I look at the techniques. I look at the body types. I look at the training. The physicality of the sports and the sportsmen. From time to time, people will come by and they'll visit with me, and I'm watching a fight. You know, we're just sitting around talking, and I have a fight on. And I'm listening to them, and my head turns to the fight, and I'm listening to them, and my head turns to the fight. And then when they finally look at the fight, their reactions are amazing, because they're like, oh my gosh, man, who would want to do that? And they're sitting there talking to somebody who's done it. And I go, who would want to do it? People who train to fight. People who want to test themselves. You ready to test yourselves? We will when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Right? Well, absolutely. I just wanted to say that while we were here, the crowd behind us, Trump supporters, started chanting.
Ariana, I want you to stand by. We can barely hear what you're saying because of the crowd behind you.
That was CNN trying to broadcast directly from the Supreme Court, and they got drowned out by fake news. I don't know that I've ever seen that happen. I've seen people photobomb, you know, and do stuff and curse or, you know, walk by, but I've never seen anybody close a segment out. Wolf Blitzer had to say, we can't understand you. We can't hear you, so we got to close out the segment. Welcome, everybody. This is Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. com. 844-551-8255. By the way, we love hearing from you. There are people, I've called many of you. Hey, David, I know you listen to the program. Dude, when you come through Phoenix, you better let me know next time. I got a call from a guy who listens to the program. I talked to him. His name is David. He's a trucker. I know he's out there listening. And I talked to his brother, a military veteran. Talked mixed martial arts and a lot of other stuff, but definitely want to get together, have that steak, have a brewski together, so you guys let me know. Keep in touch. David, you got my number. Anyway, I was talking about the metaphor of Donald Trump back in 2016. How did I know he was going to win? I knew he was going to win because I knew he had a fighter. And as much as people don't like fighters, history remembers them. History remembers Achilles. History remembers, you know, Spartacus. It remembers all the warriors out there, the people willing to fight for freedom. So you can, you know, dismiss me and, oh, Kevin, I hate when you're talking about all that pugilistic crap, man. You know, that's the stuff that's the metaphor for life. And what you have is a person willing to fight for you. And I was talking about the fight game and watching it and understanding it. And you know, why do you often hear of Sun Tzu when people talk about business, when people talk about dealing with interpersonal relationships or whatever? They talk about Sun Tzu and his warrior code. You can apply it to lots of stuff. There are lots of warriors out there, warrior kings, people who lead nations and change mankind forever. Donald Trump is a modern day David, a modern day name your general who changed history. He, just because he's not strapping on some, you know, suit of armor and getting on a horse and jousting, it doesn't make it any less real. The guy is legitimately out there slugging it out. So anyway, I was talking about, you know, getting in the ring and having people throw kicks and punches at you. And my friends would be like, man, why would you do that? That's crazy. How could you possibly ever want to do something like that? I've had many of my friends say, or that looks so dangerous. How many people get killed doing that? And I go, not as many as you think, because you're trained to do it. Now, I especially like the ones where they go, the fight was boring, or all they did was roll around on top of each other. They have no idea of the nuances. They don't understand how these fights work. That one wrong move and the fight's over. And in the case of Trump versus Biden, there was little nuance, folks. That was a one-sided brawl where Trump clearly won. Trump trained and Biden didn't. You want to know, Biden's not going to get into a Twitter battle with somebody over Hunter or over his taxes or lack of giving to charity. He's not going to get into a battle of what he did to avoid taxes by forming an LLC versus, I mean, an S corp versus a C corp. He's not going to get into his issues related to the attempted coup on President Trump and the Burisma stuff and all this other crap, because he wants to hide from it. Trump says, bring it. Because by the time he gets into the fight, he's already fought it 1,000 times. Song Tzu talks about the real war, the guy who's going to win the battle has fought it 1,000,000 times in his mind. I watch fights because I look at, man, that's a big dude. What if that guy decided he was going to come after me? That's the way I watch a fight. People don't understand it. Biden pimped his strategy early. He wanted to call Trump a liar, and then he wanted to rely on COVID deaths, the Wu flu. Those two points were drilled into Joe Biden's head as a safety net. Whenever you got to run back to mama, go to those. Even when Biden was talking about race, folks, Biden referred to blacks, or referred back to Wu flu, and it was like, well, under Donald Trump's plan, it was out of every 1,000 blacks, one of them died. If his plan continues, that'll cut down to 500. So out of every 500 blacks, one's going to die. That's double. I'm going to save black people from the black plague. Are you kidding? And so not that Trump needed to fire back on it, but he could have said, well, it's funny, Joe, I don't see him dying in Africa. Why is this disease killing everybody, all the blacks in the United States, but it's not killing Africans? Is it that selective? Now, he doesn't have to say that because it's asinine. He should say what I would have said, not that Donald Trump screwed up, but I would have said, Joe, so what you're telling black people is you're going to protect them over this disease more than I could. What's your magic pill? Were you gonna stop it earlier? I stopped it the moment we got it. Nobody had died in this country before I stopped it. What are you gonna do? You gonna ban black people from? You gonna make them wear double masks? You gonna put them back into slavery, Joe? Because that's what you did to white folks. You put them in slavery. What else could you possibly have done? Were you going to put diapers or put bubbles around black people? Well, or, as you talked about, the black sections of your town, were you going to hide those sections off and make sure that they were quarantined? Were you going to spray some special sprays or what? I mean, he could have ridiculed the heck out of him. But I'm just telling you how stupid it was for Joe Biden. He's talking about, I'm going to protect black folks. The man who hung out with segregationists, six of them at least, and defended them.
Well, they really weren't that bad of guys. How are you going to change things if you're not hanging around with the people that think differently than you?
That was his excuse. Then he said, I'll never apologize, as he apologized within days of saying he'd never apologize. Mr. Flip-Flop, how are you going to help blacks? You ain't black, Joe Biden. How are you going to help blacks? The ones who vote monolithically for you. The guy who's taken the black vote for granted for almost five decades is suddenly going to help black people. Save us from the Wu flu. And you know, just like he did with cancer, that's going to be a top priority. Black folks saving him from the old Wu flu. He's going to lower those stats right away. I don't know what he's going to do, but he'll get right on it. The minute he becomes president, black people, you can feel safer. Whatever he decides, maybe he'll be in concentration camps. Maybe he'll put a bubble around those black sections of his town. But I don't think he's going to do it right away. I think he's going to have to deal with some other issues first, like, feathering the nest for his family. Maybe old Hunter's going to need a little bit more money now that the jig is up. Dude is still making money, though. I ain't going to lie. He's doing good. But Trump fired back at him, said, you passed legislation to jail blacks. You called them super predators while I was freeing them with the Second Chance Act.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president has renounced white supremacy, the KKK, and hate groups in all forms.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, when discussing President Trump denouncing white supremacist groups, McEnany continues...
He signed a resolution to that effect. The president just last week, perhaps you all weren't covering it, but just last week expressed his desire to see the KKK prosecuted as domestic terrorists. His record on this is unmistakable.
Thousands of employees at the nation's two biggest airlines are being furloughed on Thursday. The furloughs at United and American Airlines are affecting more than 32,000 people. Congress and the Trump administration have yet to reach an agreement on more help for the airline industry. And Americans' personal income fell more than expected in August. Figures out today show personal income was down 2.7%. USA Radio News. Thursday is being recognized as Vegas Strong Day in Nevada. With more on why, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
A solemn remembrance ceremony held today on the third anniversary of the mass shooting that took place at a country music festival across the Mandalay Bay Resort in Las Vegas. 58 people died and more than 800 were injured when a gunman opened fire from an upper floor hotel room. At that solemn ceremony, Governor Steve Sisolak said he remembered seeing everyone from professionals to ordinary folks helping others even while the shots were still being fired.
So the families, you suffered a loss I cannot begin to imagine. Know that you are not alone. Our hearts and our prayers are with you every single day for the losses that you suffered.
The Washington Monument is back open after being closed for 6 months because of the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
February, and he didn't even tell you. He's on record as saying it. He panicked, or he just looked at the stock market. One of the two, because guess what? A lot of people died, and a lot more are going to die unless he gets a lot smarter, a lot quicker.
So, Mr. President?
Did you use the word smart? So you said you went to Delaware State, but you forgot the name of your college. You didn't go to Delaware State. You graduated either the lowest or almost the lowest in your class. Don't ever use the word smart with me. Don't ever use that word.
Oh, give me a break.
Because you know what? There's nothing smart about you, Joe.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I've been talking about Trump's debate technique. Different than mine, but similar in some ways. And as another example of Donald Trump saying, I'm going to ignore your nonsense. Biden says he's on record of saying this about COVID, because COVID was his Wu flu, was his go to mama. You know, that's him suckling on mama's, you know, breast milk, because he had to have something to make his brain click. Not to mention, some people said Biden was wired. I don't know if you saw the wire that was coming out of his jacket. He hid it. And then there was something in his arm, too. So it was kind of strange what they had going on. I would like to know what that was. I don't know what it was. Here's what I can tell you. Trump didn't have any wires. He didn't have any things coming out of his wrist, of his, you know, of his jacket. He just went up there to debate. And he knocked it out of the park. And you got to know what to look for. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. I'm glad you're with me here today, helping me analyze this. There's a lot we could be talking about. We could be talking about Michael Flynn's lawyer having a very contemptuous, I think that's what I'm looking for, right? Contemptuous hearing with Emmett Sullivan, the Bush-appointed judge who should automatically be throwing this case out with Flynn, but he's not. He's asking her questions, and she says, you need to recuse yourself. But we'll get into that another time, because we got to still talk about this debate. Because you guys are telling me, Kevin, I don't get it. I don't see it, man. Tell me where. Bro, help me. Don't tase me, bro. Well, I'm helping you. Joe Biden says, here's what he implied. He says he either panicked or looked at the stock market. See, those are talking points. He wanted Donald Trump to take the bait and say, I panicked. I panicked over Wu Flu because I told people I wasn't going to get them all excited about it. I panicked over you guys trying to shut the economy down. Nah, we reacted. He didn't say anything about it. He let it go. He says, or was he looking at the stock market? You know, looking out for his rich fat cats. Well, let me tell you something. This dude who's not so rich, I look at the stock market every day. Every day. I've even considered being a day trader. Among the other things I've considered. But, you know, I play the stock market. I figure you might as well ride this wave. So I've been trying to ride the wave. But Trump ignored him again. And what he said was, Joe, you're dumb. You don't know where you graduated from. You claim you were in the top of your class. You're dumb. Don't you ever mention intelligence to me because you're dumb. Biden, and you didn't get to hear the rest of Biden's. He waves his hands. Well, let's just do this right now. You know, let's just go to battle over wit. And what was he going to do when Trump said, I tell you what, why don't you take that cognitive, that mental cognitive ability test that I took? Why are you not taking that? Trump's setting this guy up. And unlike Romney, you remember, so let me remind you guys what Trump did back in 2016, because we got a lot of people out there that like to worry. You're like my grandmother. I don't know, baby. I just, I worry about him. He's 60. Stop worrying about your son. He's 60 years old. He's okay. So anyway, she's worried about him. Worried about everything. Well, he called me up and he's in jail. And, you know, this is her grandson, 26 years old. He's in jail and I just worry about him. I'm not. He put himself there. Did you put him there? No. But then why are you worried about him? He has to be concerned with the consequences. Why are you worrying? Donald Trump he's large and in charge. Anyway, I love this guy in the sense that he stays in control. It's controlled chaos, and it has long range ramifications. But anyway, reflecting back on 2016, Trump debates, first debate, Megyn Kelly comes out, accuses him of being hating feminists. Trump says, I've said bad things about many people. It isn't just women. I've said it about men and women. It's my style. I'm combative. Has he changed? I'll ask you, has he changed? The answer is no. He's still combative. He joked a little bit more with Megyn Kelly over that subject. Gave a great quip, you know, about Rosie. But anyway, many people thought I was one. I went, man, he lost that debate. They kind of made him look bad. I was talking to a buddy of mine, and he remembered it. He goes, yeah. He goes, my friend goes, I thought he won. And I went, see, I didn't. I was looking for a guy that was going to fight with Marcus of Queensberry rules. He was going to go by the book. He wasn't going to interrupt. He wasn't going to smirk. He wasn't going to go, psh. He wasn't going to raise his head up and roll his eyes. He wasn't going to do all the body language stuff that he did. And I asked you earlier to reflect on when you were watching this debate, who did you watch? Who do you think women watch? Young girls, blacks, Latinos, LGBT. You think you're the only one whose eye was drawn to Trump? What would have endeared you to Biden? That smile that he couldn't quite manage? That makes him look like the Joker? That uneasiness that he felt, that you could see it? I mean, I don't know what body language he had that would make you go, man, that dude is compelling. I did like his tie. I'll give him that. I like his tie. Outside of that, Joe couldn't keep my attention. So Trump, in my opinion, loses the first debate in 2016. After the debate, he goes up 2 points. I'm going, no way. He did the second debate. I thought he did worse than the first. He comes out, when they asked Trump when he came out in the post-debate interview, they said, how do you think he did? He goes, I won. And I thought, this guy doesn't get it. He didn't win. Guess what? He won. Next debate. I thought he did worse. They ask him after the debate, how'd you do? He goes, I won. I actually did better than the first debate. You know what happened? He went up more. By the third debate, his style was set. What I was hearing, boos, was people booing the other side, booing the question. And Trump was like, hey, they don't want to hear it. It doesn't matter to me. And he never apologized. He didn't look apologetic. He never looked uncomfortable. So I'll ask you this. Did he look uncomfortable? Did he apologize for anything? Tell me what he changed between 2016 and now. Good question, right? Surely something is going to make the guy lose, right? That's what they thought in 2016. The only chance they have, and Trump talked about it, he says, vote harvesting. But he tipped his hand. He says, in all the battleground states, guess what they're doing? My ballots end up in the trash, blah, blah, blah. He go, and where's he at? Where are these laws? I talked about this the other day. Where is he getting all the laws to say, you got to count these votes on by the day of election? He's already passing these. He's already working it. Just like he worked Joe Biden. What Trump did in this debate, while perhaps annoying to you, contrasted brilliantly the difference between somebody who genuinely wants to see change happen in this country and a person who thinks that by having a long political career, they should be president. It is an absolute contrast. Trump resonated with these middle-of-the-road voters who want the guy willing to do something. Very simple, folks. Here's the key to the kingdom when it comes to politics. And you tell me if you feel this way. You want truthful answers to questions when they're asked. And that's what Trump gives you. You may not like it. You may disagree a little bit or a lot. But he just tells you, here it is. And if you let him, he'll explain it. And he'll repeat it three times so you understand what it is. That's a terrible thing to do. You do not want to have people switch their doctors in the middle. That's a terrible thing. Switching your doctors, terrible. He'll tell you three or four times in that Trumpian manner, but he's not going to lie to you. He's going to tell you, here's what I'm thinking. And he's very pragmatic. If you can change his mind, change his mind. But be right about it and bring your A game, because he is going to challenge you. Very reflective thinker. I remember when I watched him on The Apprentice, I used to think, I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have fired that person or whatever. But in retrospect, you look at it and you go, I get it. I still wouldn't say I would have done it his way, but I get it. And America gets it. No running, no ducking of issues for Trump. Straightforward answers whether you like them or not. He was asked about his taxes. The idea that a billionaire pays $750 in taxes is ridiculous. But when you ask him, Trump said, he says, how much do you pay? Millions. Go do your research. Millions. He kept saying it. Millions. And he talked about deferments and what have you. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
con Kevino Jacksones.
We're ending the filibuster or packing the court.
Whatever position I take on that, that'll become the issue. The issue is the American people should speak. You should go out and vote. You're in voting now. Vote and let your senators know how strongly you feel. Vote now. Make sure you, in fact, let people know your senator. I'm not going to answer the question.
Why would you answer that question?
The question is, the radical left.
Will you shut up, man? Listen, who is on your list, Joe?
This
Who's
is
on your
so
list?
Right.
Gentlemen, I think
this
we've
is
ended
so
this.
unprecedented.
We're not going to give a list. We have ended this segment. We're going to move on to the second segment.
That was really a productive segment, wasn't it?
Keep yapping, man.
The people understand, Joe.
They
47 years you've done nothing. They understand.
All right.
Great exchange. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. Donald Trump taking over. Taking over. But Joe Biden wants to give this canned, candy butt response. Oh, and you need to go out and vote. And Trump has already said, I'm the president. I have the Senate. We're going to put a justice in, whether you like it or not. That's how it works. The Democrats were here. They do the same. That is a straightforward answer to the question at hand. Joe Biden, well, it's what the people want. It's what they decide to do. Blah, blah, blah. So Trump says, who's on your list of Supreme Court justices? Why don't you put that out there? You're going to pack the court? That's what you guys are threatening to do. See, nobody in the Republican Party is willing to do this. They're not willing to pick this fight and take the fight to them on their terms. Donald Trump is saying, I'm doing nothing different than you've done for years, for decades. We're not going to, and you know what? We're going to use your rules. Don't, oh, well, if you guys don't do it this time, we promise not to do it next time, wink, wink. No, we're doing it. That's what politics is about. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. I got a little heated. I apologize. I don't want to confront you. I don't want you feeling confronted. I don't want you feeling like you got to push back. Let me tell you something, conservatives. Your religion's being attacked. The way you think, your ideology, the good. You're too goody-two-shoes. You are too sanctimonious. Look at you paying your taxes on time, not cheating. Living your life by the rules and then expecting other people to do it? How do you expect them to live up to that? To what you set, the bar that you set? Who could get over that bar, you goody two-shoes conservatives? Trump says, I'm not goody two-shoes. I'm going to show you the ropes. And then you decide what you want to do with it. But he got to Biden. Will you shut up? This is so unpresidential. Just over there yapping. And Trump ignored him. Just ignored him. Perfect style. Little petulant kid over there. Doesn't want to answer the question. He's asked a direct question. Are you going to pack the court? That's what Chris Wallace asked. Chris Wallace didn't say, hey, look, Mr. Vice President, I'm not going to let you go on. I ask a very simple question. Are you going to pack the court? Yes or no? We'll let the people decide. And Trump's going, I didn't pack the court. I'm responding to what's happening during my cycle. And you know what? You may not like it, but I'm the guy in charge and I got the Senate. And guess what we're going to do? We're going to put these people in. And then with the Democrats, we're going to add, six more people to the Supreme Court. If Biden gets elected, we'll add six more people. Because they need to have the Senate, and they need to have pretty much the most of the Congress in order to be able to do something so wicked. But anyway, there you go. I think 9's a good number for the Supreme Court. I don't think you need 11. I don't think you need 13. 9's a good number. You got a pretty good cross section of folks that get it. And to be honest with you, if they were really being good citizens, we would see a lot more 7-3, 8-2s and things like this. I'm sorry, 7-3, 8-2. That's 10. I'm sorry, 7-2, 8-1. Y'all knew what I meant. I'm just checking your math. I was checking y'all's math. Oh, boy. From taxes to chaos in the street, folks, Trump gives you pragmatic answers. He said, I'll end the violence in America, in these Democrat-run cities. I'll do it in an instant. They don't want it, but he goes, you put me in charge, I'll end it. You know what Trump is saying to the world? I solve problems. You put me in charge, I'll end it. You know why we don't end these problems? You know why we've had months of Portland running amok? It's because Democrats want it. That's why. You could solve these. I've made this comment before. I said, look, give me your problem and give me the money and the office. I'll solve every one of the problems that we face in America. Homelessness. I'm not telling you you're going to eradicate it, but I'll make a serious dent in homelessness. I'd go out. I'd get these empty government buildings. I'd say, okay, for the people that are struggling, you can live in these buildings
as part of welfare. We're going to train you how to be, you know, managers. You're going to deal with homeless. We're going to have on-site psychiatric help, on-site security, etc. I'd make sure these homes were available to the homeless, whether they're veterans or whatever. Then I would let them fix it. Learn a trade. You're going to be the maintenance man on the site. You're going to be this. They would be required to take care of their property. Is this a good idea? Is this a decent idea? It's not a bad idea, right? People taking care of their property. Other people making sure that the community gets along and does good things, you know, for the community at large. At least it would be a step in the right direction. Nope. Government doesn't want to solve the problem of homelessness. Gavin Newsom and Pelosi and all these guys that have homeless encampments all throughout California. Do you think they're really interested in solving the problem? If they were, you would see people getting the problem solved. What they want are more people on the government dole, and they're getting it. If you have to get up and go to work every day, you don't want to come home to a tent or a piece of cardboard. You want to come home to a place you can call your own. It would spur home ownership, entrepreneurial spirit, a host of other things. But nope, can't do that in a leftist-controlled city. So, you know, Donald Trump asked Biden about law enforcement. You for it or against it? Biden can't commit. It was interesting to watch. He refused to commit that I'm about law. Overwhelmingly, there are lots of good police officers. There are lots of good law enforcement, you know, good law people. But there are some bad ones. Yeah, and thanks, Joe. We know that. We're asking about the run-of-the-mill people that have to take care of all the problems being created by these leftist gangs, one of which is Antifa, that Joe Biden would not even admit exist. Same thing with Jerry Nadler. It's a figment of your imagination when you see these little Antifa riots, whatever. But the best line that Trump gave in the whole thing was name just one. Name just one law enforcement agency that supports you. You know what he was saying, the Democrats? I've taken the union vote. The police unions, the firemen's unions, all of these different unions now see the error of their ways, and they now support me. And right out of the gate, as I mentioned, you know, Trump was taking no prisoners when he was talking about the Supreme Court. We won, you didn't. In another instance, and I mentioned this, and we talked about it earlier, I believe, but no, actually, we talked about it the other day, but it was about Trump and critical race theory. Unequivocal answers. Why do you not support it? It's racist. No equivocation. What about your taxes? How much did you pay? $750. How much did you pay? Millions. No. Well, it depends on how you define it. I mean, you got to understand the tax code's pretty complicated. Millions. You paid millions, Mr. Trump. Millions. Millions, Chris. And he goes on to explain it. But he gives you the one word answer. Because he's not going to run from it. No equivocating, simple and to the point. And on critical race theory, he went on to say, I'm not going to let this government spend money on nonsense. What about how's that for a shot over the bow? Biden's up there calling him a racist. He's a racist. Critical race theory. And Trump says, I'm not a racist, and I recognize racism when I see it. And we're stopping it right now from this country. Do you think he gained points with that? Do you think he was just trying to curry favor with people? It would have been easy for him to say, while there is systematic institutional racism, I'm really very sorry for that, but I do want to talk about critical. He said, no, I'm not letting any racism go. And I could go on. Institutional racism imposed by Democrats on black people all across this country, and this is the guy they want being their defender of it, Joe Biden, the party of lynching of Negroes that has done more to harm black folks than anybody. Gotta leave it there.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.